I want to welcome Justin Rowley to Upcoming Dis. You do the special effects and makeup effects on the Nick, a great HBO show, and its second season coming up on its third. Welcome to Upcoming Dis.
Great. Thank you very much.
Well, I have to tell you, I've been a fan of the show. I just got done watching the second season we're about to review it here in a bit. And I have to ask you, which parts of this are you involved in? Are you involved in any of these incredible surgical and body things that they do?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. So my job as the makeup effects designer is to design and recreate all of those turn-of-the-century surgeries or medical anomalies as prosthetics. You know, a lot of times we're doing big bleeding, breathing, fake bodies for a lot of scenes. It's pretty intense.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, a lot of people, you know, they think of gore, you know, something out of a horror movie or a zombie movie, but what you've done here, it's not so much that it's gory. It just seems so spot-on realistic that I have to tell you, it's some of the craziest stuff I've ever seen. It's a hallmark of this show.
Thank you very much. I really, really appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, Steven knew right at the beginning. You know, I met with Greg Jacobs, Michael Blair, and Steven Soderbergh.
Yeah.
And we just kind of discussed what an animal this was going to be and how much he really wanted to focus on it.
Sure.
And it was definitely its own character, almost. You know, it had to work, otherwise, really, the show didn't
mm-hmm.
work, and it really would have taken away from the rest of the characters and their performances if it looked bad.
Yeah.
So we sat down with a medical archivalist, Dr. Burns, Stanley Burns in New York.
Uh-huh.
He runs an archive there. He presented us with a lot of raw materials and surgical notes from the turn of the century when they were developing a lot of these surgeries.
Right.
And we were able to combine that with modern medicine, modern techniques.
Mm-hmm.
At least we had color reference of everything. You know,
yeah.
Everything from that time was all black and white. So, but we take surgical notes, handwritten notes. Some of them were stereoscopic photos, and
mm-hmm.
we just reverse engineered the whole process, you know, and combined aesthetically what we could find in reality now.
Well, and it's not only the realism aspect of it, but I have to tell you, you must do an incredible job of getting models done of these actors, because there are times where I'm actually looking and I can't tell when the real person's on the table or when one of your creations is on the table. So tell me, how do you go about getting something to be so specific to a particular actor?
So, I mean, it all starts by, one, understanding the scene, what we need to do, what position they're going to be in.
Right.
And then we bring them out to Los Angeles, where Fractured Effects is located.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do full body casts in those positions,
mm-hmm.
Silicone life casts of their head, teeth, hands, do color reference sessions, also do photo references in high detail.
Yeah.
All that has been put together as a sculpture, and it's remolded as a complete piece.
Mm-hmm.
And then we build, sort of in reverse, we'll build all the organs into it from the inside.
Right.
It's an incredible amount of work, but I've got an amazing team of artists here. And, you know, it couldn't be done without them. Their level of accuracy and drive to make these look as real as possible is really what pulls it together.
What kind of materials do you use to create these guts and tissue things that you deal with?
The majority of it is it's all silicone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the body itself is usually a medical-grade silicone.
Right.
You know, we've tinted specifically to match the right translucency and tone of the person that we're matching.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the organs are usually silicone, but we've used vinyls, we've used a variety of different kind of obscure materials just to match fascia.
Right.
Match vessels, things like that.
Mm-hmm. What was the most difficult thing you had to pull off for the show so far?
Oh, I would say, you know, season one was the blood transfusion sequence. That was definitely intense because there was no insert element. It was prosthetics directly on them. So
right.
So designing something like that is always it's tricky. It's where mm-hmm. you hide everything.
Yeah.
And then I would say also the trepanning sequence, his first initial brain surgery element. That was another really cool and successful piece.
Yeah.
All of the surgeries are all very, very difficult. We had the hernia surgeries in
right.
the first season.
Mm-hmm.
Second season, I would say the biggest challenge was the twins.
Ah.
Twins are definitely a tough one. because we had to make two full matching surgical bodies.
Sure.
Breathe on table. All of our bodies in season two, we actually put breathers in it, so you really can't tell between the two.
Right.
We can change the rate of fall, everything. Mm-hmm. And I would also say, you know, factory self-surgery.
Yeah, I was going to get to that. That's a phenomenal scene. That's a good way for the series to go out, for the season to go out with such a bang. So tell me a little bit about putting together that, the self-surgery.
So that is basically two elements. It's a prosthetic facade that Clive Owen would actually wear that has, you know, hand-punched hair into it to match his own chest hair.
Right.
A little shaved area. And then it also has a small amount of organs that he can pull out and work with while on camera. Blood rigging, all those details. And then on top of that, we had a separate torso that had all the depths, all the guts. You can see it all the way down inside. So when you get into nice, tight detail shots, it's the torso. Medium wide shots, it's Clive wearing a facade.
Yeah, and I've had some doctors tell me that the most impressive thing that they found about it is the texture. When the original incisions are being made, the texture into your model, into what's a body, it strikes them as being incredibly realistic. So what's the secret towards that?
It's really just haptics. You know, it's doing a lot of tests. It's, you know, testing cutting a steak or, you know, cutting a piece of chicken or something to see how it reacts.
Sure.
And that's the initial findings, just to figure out what it's going to do, what the fat is going to look like, what the fascia will look like inside there, incorporate all those elements into it. And it's very, very soft, gel-like, opposed to what most silicones are relatively rigid. These are very, very soft to get that look. And it's interesting you say that. We are actually, we started a two-year contract with the Boston Children's Hospital because of our work on the NIC. So one of the surgeons there had seen our work and gave us a call, hunted us down, and now we're developing and collaborating on medical simulation models because of the realism we were able to put into it.
So you'll be helping train doctors of the future with this technology of yours?
That's the goal, yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, we've developed with Sims Pediatric out there and their engineers to create from real patient data. Reverse engineer endoscopic brain surgery. We also did a heart-lung bypass for an infant.
Wow, that's amazing.
So there's a lot of really cool things in the future, and it's nice to know that a show like this that really did focus on the accuracy and the detail to it, you know, it could lead to something like that, which is amazing.
Now, what about for shooting? These models and these creations you make, how are they for being reset, or is this pretty much one take and you've really got to get it right, or are they fairly easy to reload for multiple takes?
They're all resettable for the most part. They have to be. You know, the insert shots where you see skin being cut, usually that's a specific element.
Right.
So you can, you got one shot at it. But each time you want to cut it, we'll have a few of them to slice through. Like with season one, there's some pretty tight shots of placenta previa during the cesarean section. So that was, you know, just cutting pieces that they could go in and slice through.
Yeah.
Trick with that is making sure we use real surgical sharp blades. We learned that early on. The props have taken real, you know, scalpels from the time period and had them redone, but they were never sharp enough, so we had to figure out ways to re-rig them and resharpen them so they would actually cut properly, like an actual surgical blade.
Sure. Now, what kind of reactions do you get from the actors? Because I got to tell you, these guys must have some amazing reactions to some of these things.
Yeah, I mean, I think initially one of the first surgeries we did, season one, was placenta previa.
Yeah.
There was just blood pouring all over the place, and Stephen just wanted to keep going and going. And I think initially that broke the ice for the rest of the show. But they're all very excited, always kind of asking, like, oh, what's this going to do today? You know, how do I work with this? And there's a few times where there was utter disgust, and then a few times where it was just, you know, the mood just became so somber because of, you know, like a baby had died or, you know, someone had died.
Sure. And it must be interesting, and TV shows, you have the luxury, which is rare in TV shows, to be working with one director through all of these episodes. How does that make your life easier?
Absolutely, because there's just no change range and, you know, command. You know exactly what he wants. You know, treat the show like a 10-hour movie. So
yeah.
Right at the beginning, we have all 10 episodes up front. We go through, we break it down like one giant movie, and, mm-hmm. and we're able to get all the answers at the beginning. So unlike most television where you're having to jump through hoops to get your next script,
sure.
and you only have a couple of weeks to build it, we were able to, you know, it was a luxury. We were able to have time to develop, to design, to test, and then put it in front of Steven, and Steven could see if he liked it or not, or wanted to add something to it. He had that option.
Well, and I assume that you get to know each other well enough that there's a shorthand, and you kind of get an idea of what he's looking for when he's putting something down for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think season one was my first time working with him. I've worked with Michael Colbert before,
yeah.
some of the other people on the show. So he was definitely learning his style. And once we got a feel for what he wanted to show, what he really didn't want to show,
yeah.
And how he wanted to approach it on any given day, season two, we had a shorthand, we had a system because
yeah.
of that. And we ended up adding things, you know, first season we ended up shooting all the insert elements at the end.
Right.
At the end. And it just really... It didn't work with his style because a lot of times he likes to do runners and
mm-hmm.
doesn't have all the elements there. It
right.
might just be a waste of money if we built something that is never going to be seen. So season two, it was a lot of pressure on us, but we built everything at once. So he had every component right there in front of him, and he had his arsenal, and he could pick and choose what he wanted for the scene.
Yeah, and that's something I wanted to ask as well, is about how much time do you have from the time you see something in a script till you have to have it ready for shooting? How much time they usually give you?
Yeah, for a surgical body, we usually have about four to six weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, usually we ask for about 6 weeks. Some of the smaller prosthetic stuff, you know, maybe a couple of weeks. But with this show, usually we get a good amount of time.
So now, with season three going to be coming up down the road, do you have any advance ideas of some of the things you have to create for that one, or are you still in the dark like we are?
No, still kind of in the dark. I haven't seen a script or anything for it. I know it's planned. They're hoping to make it happen, and I really hope it does. It's been one of the best shows of my career, honestly. It's just an incredible team. HBO, Cinemax, they've been wonderful to work with. We do a lot of other HBO Cinemax shows as well, and Steven is incredible, you know?
Yeah.
He's just a machine. It's amazing.
Well,
it's amazing to watch him work.
Yeah, it's an impressive show. And also, before I let you go real quick, also we've reviewed another film you're connected with this week, and that is Viral. Can you tell us a couple of minutes about that before we let you go?
Yeah, it's a Blumhouse series. We've done quite a few Blumhouse projects in the past.
Uh-huh.
We did that one actually a couple of years ago.
Oh,
and it just kind of set for a little while. But a lot of fun, you know. Matt and Rob were great, easy to work with, and
mm-hmm.
They had some cool ideas of how to put a spin on, you know, a viral infection, a parasitic infection.
Sure.
So we did a lot of development at the beginning, and we got to do some really fun effects. I actually just watched it over the weekend,
mm-hmm.
and I thought it turned out really well. It was a lot of fun.
So any knowledge that you've gained from all this medical research and stuff for the Nick help you out with those kind of projects?
Yeah, I mean, it's translated into, I think because of that work, a lot of students have looked at us to join their projects just
yeah.
because of how accurate and how detailed it is. And so it's helped in that way, but it's really that push, that drive that we had to recreate these things at such a high level of detail. It's definitely carried into other work. You know, it's for now we always have to top ourselves, so we do the best we can on every single project and try new layers and detail that we've learned from all the projects over the years.
That's great. You know, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, and I'm already looking forward to the next season of The Nick, and you should take some pride in the fact that that show has an incredible amount of detail, and those of us who get to watch it in HD, it's the kind of show I don't even see anybody can watch on standard definition, because the work that you guys have is really comes alive that way.
Thank you very much. Real pleasure.